In 2015, the Obama administration announced a new climate goal to cut U.S. emissions by 28% below 2005 levels by 2025. But this month, hundreds of U.S. companies signed a letter urging the Biden administration to nearly double that goal by 2030. The National Ski Areas Association, or the NSAA, is one of the Colorado-based companies that signed the letter.
What the letter's requesting is pretty much in line with what scientists have been telling us in terms of what type of action we need to take in order to really make a positive change in the direction that our climate is headed.
Adrian Isaac is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the NSAA, which represents hundreds of ski areas across the country. She claims that the previous goals set by the Obama administration do not go far enough.
We've seen some setbacks over the last few years when it comes to climate action. It's important to us that we not only take action, but it has to be bold. It has to be audacious. That's what's really going to get us to move the needle.
Ski industries would have to adjust some of their operations to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Isaac adds the benefits of climate action are still worth it.
I think any short-term difficulty is offset by the long-term benefit of these actions. NSAA has a program called the Climate Challenge, which specifically works with ski areas on inventorying, targeting, and reducing their carbon emissions. There's over 50 ski areas joining us this year in making their carbon reduction goals a reality.
Beyond these efforts within the organization, NSAA signed the climate letter with the hope of inspiring change in national climate policy.
Bipartisanship is something that we strive for because we know that we need multiple solutions and multiple people in the conversation to get things done. So by including all of those voices, it allows our business leaders to learn different ways of effective advocacy to get their legislators on board. When elected officials understand the financial and personal impacts of climate change on their constituents, it really sends a message that this sort of action, it's not just feel good, it is incredibly important to the people that they're representing.
Isaac claims that today, more people are supporting climate legislation.
I think this conversation is becoming more acceptable to multiple people because they are seeing the physical, actual environmental effects happening now at many ski areas, whether that be reduced snowfall over time, or perhaps a shortened season, or extreme weather events like wildfires and floods that are occurring in the summer and are directly affecting the success of the ski season.
On April 22nd, during a virtual climate summit, President Biden accepted the challenge to reduce carbon emissions to 50% below 2005 levels by 2030. For KDNK News, I'm Hallie Zander.